the rest of the story. James Douglas Muir cowered in the back seat of the squad car. His mother was 2,500 miles away, but he could hear her voice clear as day. "Jamie, what have you gone and done now?" Well, the fact was that he had done nothing, at least nothing for which he ought to have been arrested. "You can save yourself some time, kid," one of the cops barked from the front seat. "We know it's either pushing or pickup, so which is it?" Pushing or pickup, that meant drug dealing or male prostitution. The mere suggestions made Jim queasy. "I swear," he kept saying, "I was just out for a walk." The other cop started laughing, the way you do when you're not amused. The fact was, Jim did often wander the streets in that weird part of town after dark, because when you're homeless, when you sleep on the back steps of the place where you're part-time employed, you're not eager to turn in for the night. Sunny, warm Los Angeles had sounded so attractive when Jim was freezing in the snow back east, so alluring that he'd simply spontaneously told his neighbors one day, "Take whatever you want from my apartment, I'm heading for California." Now here he was in the back seat of a police car, trying to talk his way out of a trip downtown. But all he could think to say was, "I swear, I'm not soliciting anything." "Okay, Ace, what do you do?" one of the patrolmen asked. "I tell jokes," Jim replied, before realizing how inappropriate that sounded under the circumstances. "You what?" the cop was steely-eyed now. Jim could barely answer. "I'm a comedian. At least I'm trying to become one." "All right," the cop said. "Show us how funny you are." Well, without the slightest hesitation, Jim, sweating, trembling, started wisecracking, telling old jokes, new jokes, every joke he'd ever heard, some he made up on the spot. 15 minutes, half an hour, and he's still going. One-liners, insight gags, guy walks into a bar stories, everything that he could think of. Both policemen are laughing now, the way you do when you can't help yourself, and only at the end of their shift did they applaud, still laughing, and one of them finally said what Jim so desperately wanted to hear. "Okay, kid, go on home." Of course, there was no home to go to, not yet. But there would be some night. Your home. And mine. Millions of homes around the world. You never knew the aspiring comic who slept on the back steps of the Comedy Store, who wandered Hollywood Boulevard in the grim shadow of the bright lights, wondering what he'd gotten himself into. But in April 2000, they ceremoniously inlaid his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And what do you know? That star is just a few feet from where he once gave a command performance in the back seat of a squad car. Oh, yes, of course. You know the young comedian who did the most important gig of his burgeoning stand-up career sitting down. James Douglas Muir. Leno. Jay Leno. And now you know the rest of the story.